With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A-OK. We're talking to Dr. MJ Collier. Dr. Collier, tell everybody where your practice is, phone number, and whether you're accepting any new patients or not.
Okay. My office is located at I-20 and Thornton Road, one exit west of Six Flags, heading west on I-20. And I am taking new patients, and I do take all insurances, basically. But if there's a question or you're concerned, you call my office and find out. And the number is 770-948-5400, 770-948-5400. I do take Medicaid and Medicare, and we're always happy to take new patients. You tell my staff, you heard me on the Derek Bozeman show, Too Much Truth, and we'll get you in as quickly as possible.
There you go. And let's talk about, again, the president. So let's make sure that people understand. You general medicine, you're a physician by training, been so for a number of years. How many years of practice you have under your belt now, Doc?
Oh, 30 years, DB.
30 years in this, so you ain't new to it. You done seen a little bit of everything. And you can say without a doubt that you have indeed treated COVID-positive individuals.
Oh, many, and continue to do so. I mean, and it's amazing that the way people are still being treated today. You look at how the president was treated with state-of-the-art everything. I just had a patient that was turned away from the emergency room on Tuesday of this week. Didn't give him a Tylenol for his fever. On Thursday, he was admitted to the ICU and is now in ICU on a ventilator.
So that's you are very clear that if you have the classic symptoms, and run those down for us again, there are about 4 or 5 things that are serious indicators that you may be experiencing a COVID positivity. What are those things again?
Well, the most common are sore throat, cough, and fever. Those are the big three and the ones, and it's usually a dry cough and a cough that's different from a typical cough that you've had previously. Shortness of breath. But you can also have conjunctivitis because it can infect the eyes. You can have headaches because it can infect the brain. You can have nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, or any other GI symptom, bloating, you know, indigestion, et cetera, because it can infect your GI tract. So a rash, a total body rash, or a rash in one particular area. So the signs and symptoms are just so varied that, you know, it's difficult to make the diagnosis based on symptoms, and that's why you want to test people. But I tell my individuals, particularly those with comorbid conditions such as high blood pressure or diabetes, which are the two biggest ones, if something has changed in your health, regardless of what it is, in my mind, it's coronavirus infection until proven otherwise. We want to make sure that that is indeed, not the issue, and it's something else. But it's amazing the number of people. I did a big coronavirus screening on Sunday, and we saw lots of people, and I did the rapid antibody test. And we had many people that tested positive for the antibodies that had no idea that they'd ever had it. They said, I don't recall having any symptoms. I don't think I've been sick. But that means they had it. They were carriers and capable of infecting people they were around.
Now, as a physician, you are, I won't say you happy, but to see people who have the positive antibody test, for them, that's a good thing. Tell us why.
That is a very good thing. I tell everybody the course of things are this. You would like to test positive for the nasal swab, then 10 to 14 days later, test negative for the nasal swab and then test positive for the antibodies. But in particular, there are two antibodies. The first antibody that you get is IgM, or immunoglobulin M. That comes and goes. It's very transient. You only have it around for about 2 weeks. But what happens is that tells me that your infection is new, that you didn't just get it. That you did just obtain the infection, and that you're in the early phases, and that you're possibly infectious. Once that disappears, you get immunoglobulin G, or the great antibody, IgG. Once you have that one, that indicates that the infection has completed the cycle and that you should have some immune protection from infection. So that's why it's very important to test positive for the antibodies. That's a good thing. I did have people, when I told them they were positive, they were like, oh, no, I have it. No, you had it. Now you don't have it, and now you have antibodies, and you should have. The usual immune response is that means you now have protection from infection.
All right, when we come back, you know, because I looked online, one of my doctors said, look, this man is selling I Beat COVID commemorative coins for $100. this was up like yesterday. I mean, I read it for myself. I could not believe it.
Wait a minute, this is the president?
No, the president. Either he has authorized, or some of his folks is, or somebody has started selling those coins.
Oh, my goodness, fundraiser.
Yeah. You know, okay. I want you to come back again, because we asked you before the break. I'm going to just let you answer it. Is there any possibility that you think he don't have this virus?
No question in my mind that he has it. And again, no question in my mind that it's not through with him at this point.
Yeah. We don't know when he last tested negative. And so we don't know if what arc of this 14-day period that is really the really serious observation phase he's in. We have no idea where he's on this continuum. And so the next week might be critical for him, right?
The next week is definitively, without question, going to be critical for him. And if he gets through the next week, then I will say that he has basically completed his cycle, like most people will do. But again, he's also on these synthetic antibody therapies. Now, that technology has been developed as a direct response to the coronavirus infection, because we didn't have anything like this for viruses, and we can use this for virtually any viral infection that comes from this point forward. You basically get antibodies, and then you create them artificially in the laboratory. And there are several types that you can do, and that will give you some immediate
treatment.
So that is
the Regeneron that he is taking.
Well, Regeneron is a company that makes it.
Okay, so they're making this. You're saying the synthetic antibody is basically
synthetic antibody
replicating the virus and hope for the immune system to respond to it?
No. They are. Are we going to break now?
We got to take a break. I want you to explain that.
All right.
On
yeah,
the
it's
side.
Gonna be a little complicated.
What did he get that only 275 people got, and that has not been approved by the FDA or nobody? You got to go off the chart in order to get it, because it hadn't been peer reviewed, tested, or I don't know. You tell us. We'll be back in a moment. We are dissecting what is happening to the president, and I got to ask Dr. Collier, because he said if he make it through this week, what does that mean? Ooh, the plot thickens. Pop the phone line. All y'all who said no, this is all Academy Award winning and he just acting, and pop the phone, 448-922-2703. See, I do not play a doctor now. I get up off my big butt and go see one, including Dr. Collier, who has treated me many times. Look, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from the real doctor. Not all of y'all who got y'all medical degrees from Facebook University making diagnoses of people. All y'all going to end up dead from Facebook University, or Facebook Medical School, rather. Okay, we'll be back. You didn't go to Meharry, didn't go to Morehouse, you know, didn't go to none of these great schools. You went to Facebook Medical School. Now you're expert on everything. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.